tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome, everybody, to Feedback. It's the Monday version, 7 minutes after 8 in the AM. And I thought we might talk about somebody who actually has been kind of a running gag in the world of politics for a while. It's hard to take the man seriously, but Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. He, according to a report that is coming to us out of New York City, the New York Post is, in their page six segment, is running a report that Arnold Schwarzenegger is putting together paperwork and a plan to push for the Constitution to be changed so that he can run for El Presidente.
Really?
He wants to be president of the United States. Back in 2010 or so, he was on the Jay Leno show and asked if the Constitution were altered to allow him to run for president, would he want to? And the reaction was, absolutely. Now, as a man that has come from Austria, he came from, I would say, very humble beginnings. Family of farmers, I believe, and not well off. But you gotta admit, Arnold Schwarzenegger is the epitome of the American dream. He came over here. He competed in bodybuilding tournaments. Let me take a sidebar here. Do you think he did steroids? Looking at the size of
yes,
this guy?
Yes.
I do too.
I think everybody who was in.
At that time,
yes. Yeah. Got some artificial help.
Yeah, I think so
too. Well, it raises an interesting question. Should naturalized citizens be allowed to run for president?
And that's why I bring this up. I think this is a worthy conversation for us to have.
I mean, the one guy that's.
I mean, we already do. I mean, currently the guy.
Cut it out. Now, huh? we're not going there. Cut it out. The one guy that springs to mind immediately would be Henry Kissinger, because I'm sure Kissinger would have run for president would have been allowed to.
I think so. Now, whether he would have been a good president or not,
well,
regardless.
Sure.
But I think Schwarzenegger, at the very least, epitomizes the American dream. He came over. He busted his butt. He worked very hard. He tried. He was just constantly out there and turned a career of what a lot of people think of just a muscle-bound dullard that couldn't do anything other than sit there and pose and work out all day.
He was smart enough to be put in movies where he didn't have to deliver a lot of dialogue.
That's correct. He turned it into a movie career that launched him into politics. And he did serve, what, two terms as governor of California? I think it was two terms.
I believe that is correct.
Now, I'm not going to tell you by any means of the imagination that he did a good job as governor of California. When you hear the word rhino, I think of Arnold Schwarzenegger. He came on as a Republican. He rode the bandwagon of the Tea Party conservatives. But once he got into office, he's a Democrat. And not only is he a Democrat, he's a liberal Democrat.
On social issues, yeah.
I think he left California in worse shape than when he got it. So bad so that when the reason Schwarzenegger got in is because there was a recall election of Jerry Brown?
No, it was Gray.
That's right. All right.
Jerry Brown's the governor now, and apparently California is having some sort of a renaissance from what I've read, that California is in much better shape than they were a few years ago.
Yeah, they are doing better. They're still not great. But Brown was governor before, wasn't he?
He was, back in the 70s,
yeah.
When he hung out with Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's just an interesting
Governor Moonbeam, they called it.
Interesting flavor of California. Things are done a little bit differently. So I would not want Schwarzenegger as president. That's not the issue that I want to discuss. The issue is, should naturalized citizens, like you said, be allowed to run for president? And that's kind of the thing that I'd like to throw up there is, if so, who? 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you'd like to be a part of the show. So let's throw it to the audience, see what you have to say. Thanks for calling. What's your name? Good morning. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hi, Gordon from Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi, Gordon from Wisconsin Rapids. What can we do for you?
Well, I definitely don't think that's a good idea. That's the last thing we need. We need is foreign guys coming in here and being president of the United States. We already got one foreign guy as president.
Now stop it. We're not going there because there's no proof that that's true. But you don't consider Arnold Schwarzenegger an American at this point?
No, he does. He definitely doesn't. He does. You know, there's no reason to change the rules at this point. You know, it's been going along pretty well for the last few hundred years. So let's have one of our guys be president.
I appreciate the phone call. I tell you what.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in. There is one thing that I will disagree with the caller. I do consider Arnold Schwarzenegger to be an American. He most certainly is an American. He has moved here. He has worked his whole life here. He is a citizen. He has paid his taxes. He's doing everything the right way. He is an American. I will say that. I will give that to him. I agree that he is an American. One or four, by the way. I will say he's an American. But is he eligible to run for president? No.
Well, not now under the rules. No, he's not.
And the other thing that I will agree with the caller, I don't think we should change the rules. Bill, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I don't care one way or the other. This is Obama's economy, and he's a citizen. So, I mean, they say. But, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he can't do much worse than the guy we got.
Well,
have a good day.
Thank you very much. All right, that's an interesting take on it. Thanks for calling in. What's your name?
Dan.
Dan, what do you think?
I think it should stay the way it is because there was a reason why the founders wanted it that way because... even though you may consider Arnold Schwarzenegger an American at this point, you haven't eliminated the possibility somebody could come in with a shorter term with other interests in mind and run for president and that wouldn't be in the interest of this country.
I see your point.
How many of the founding fathers were naturalized citizens? And were not born in the colonies and became president of the... I gotta look that up because I don't know.
I was wondering when you were going to go that route. I knew that was coming. Thank you. Thank you, sir, for calling in. I appreciate it. I'm agreeing, yes, I hear you. I don't think that there's a really good reason to change the rules. But as far as I'm concerned, we haven't hit the real reason yet of why I think things should be left alone and left... Excuse me, that you must be a naturally born citizen of the United States in order to become president. I believe that there are individuals that come to our country that would do an amazing job. I think there are people that have come to our country that they love America, that they would give their last breath and ounce of blood to help America be better. But I don't think they should be allowed president to be president, and we haven't hit on why yet. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hey.
Hey.
Seth, how's it going?
Good, man. How's it going for you?
Pretty good. Hamilton is a good example of why we shouldn't change the rules.
All right. Explain.
Well, even though Hamilton was very prominent in the putting together the Constitution and helping form the government we have now, he was also a British sympathizer, and he wanted to... you know, reconnect with the British government and mm-hmm. bring the states back into its fold.
He was born in one of the Virgin Islands or somewhere down in the Caribbean, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Well, that right. explains a lot. Yaman. Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it. I think one of the biggest things, as far as I'm concerned, of why this should not be altered is... the presidency is the highest office in the land, and I believe we should keep it to where only Americans are allowed to run for president because there is so much that Americans have to offer. I'm not saying that a foreign-born individual should not be allowed simply because of race or creed or color or anything like that. But I believe when we're talking about the presidency, that it should be kept to American citizens only because we have so many people in our nation that I believe would do a great job, and they need to be encouraged. I don't want to see anyone who could possibly just be the greatest president we've ever known be discouraged because they think, you know, I'll never be as popular as Schwarzenegger. I'll never have the popularity. I'll never be able to overcome that tremendous mountain in order to become president, and we lose out. That's just my feeling. I think it should stay inherently American. Thanks for calling. Lou, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I think you had a quick playing around with the Constitution. Before you know it, Obama's going to get some hairy brain idea that maybe I should run for a third time. So let's see what we can do to change this Constitution. I believe that Arnold is should run for president, but he was a failure as a governor in the state of California. And second of all, he was married to a Democrat, the Shrivers.
Well, you can be married to Democrats and still be a Republican. That can happen. I wouldn't want to be in a household where that's the case, but it can happen. But I believe when he was given the opportunity and his true colors shone through, yeah, he was a liberal Democrat by quite a bit. All right, WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. If you'd like to talk more about that subject, absolutely. 715-845-2155. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News feedback. We'll come right back.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
It is 8:23 on this, the Monday version of your favorite program. Okay, if you want to come back to the Arnold Schwarzenegger running for president and the Constitution being changed to allow other than American citizens run for president, we can. We can go back to that. But remember how on Friday, after we were talking to Congressman Duffy, I basically said, listen, here's what we're going to do. You got 3 days to whine and complain about being defeated and having our butts handed to us with this Obamacare issue in the budget. And then on Monday, we got to go back to fighting. I'm very serious about that. I believe that now is the time for staunch conservatives, those that are libertarian, Tea Party-minded individuals, to make a very strong stance and make a strong impact. I would like to see Americanism, if that is such a term, to come back. And there was a wonderful example of this over the weekend. You've heard me talk about the Westboro Baptist Church, right? You've heard me mention this group of, well, they're just horrible individuals.
Low-life scum?
Yeah, low-life scum, I guess, is the way to do it. Here's the thing. They love to lawyer up. Okay, I'd like to identify them for the ignorant, backward cultists that they are, without giving this station or the broadcast group any kind of liability for these weasels to file a lawsuit. So, yeah, I agree with you when they're low-life, bottom-dwelling, scum-sucking pigs that are the lowest form of human interaction. But that might cause them to decide to take legal action. Their name is Westboro Baptist Church, but please understand, they are not a church. They are a cult. They are not Baptist. They have nothing that has anything to do with a Baptist church. So when you hear the name, please don't be confused. Please understand that these are ignorant individuals who are hiding behind Scripture to spread hate and homophobic messages, and they're just absolutely deplorable individuals. Why do I say this? Well, they have a tendency to show up at the military funerals of fallen soldiers. They had planned to show up at the funeral of a soldier that was killed in Afghanistan. The funeral was set for Oregon State University on Sunday, October 20th. The Westboro Baptist Church decided, they passed out these flyers, okay? And please understand, this is the Westboro Baptist Church, and this is what they say. They handed out flyers that said, God hates America and is killing our troops in his wrath. Military funerals have become pagan orgies to the idolatrous blasphemy, where they pray to the dunghill gods of Sodom and play taps to a fallen fool. And then it says, this message is to be preached peacefully and with respect in lawful proximity to the memorial of Private First Class Cody Patterson. Okay, so Westboro Baptist Church made it very clear that they were going to show up and protest the funeral of a fallen American soldier. But instead of showing up and putting on this big demonstration of hatred and ignorance, which is what they normally do, they did a no-show. The people in that community, more than 2,000 supporters in that community, showed up at the individual's funeral instead. And that includes a large detachment of what's called the Patriot Guard Riders. These are individuals on motorcycles who show up with the intention of putting a barrier between the funeral and these idiots at Westboro Baptist Church. They were extremely successful. 2,000 patriotic, God-loving, wonderful American individuals showed up and basically outnumbered, outgunned, and outmaneuvered the Westboro Baptist Church idiots. That is exactly how you handle it. When these idiots want to show up and show their asses and show their hate and show their ignorance and use biblical scripture to justify their ridiculous ideals, we just simply show up with what's right, and we outnumber them, and we overwhelm them, and cause them to not have an audience. Absolutely perfect. Absolutely fantastic. Perfect. Is line one still on? No? Okay. This is what I'm saying, that the fight has to begin. There is this underbelly of evil that is just rotting at the gut of America. Westboro Baptist Church, prime example. These people are evil. These people are sick. These people have no understanding of what God is about. Absolutely none. And yet, because of our Constitution, they have a right to their speech. They have a right to say whatever foolishness, hate that they want. That's their right. And I support their right. I don't agree with them. I don't agree with them at all. But I agree that they should have the right to say what they want to say. But we should also have the right to react. They should have the right to enjoy the consequences of their actions. Responsibility and freedoms and responsibility and freedom goes hand in hand. You want the freedom to say whatever you want, then you got to take the responsibility of the consequences as well. And that is exactly what happened with that circumstance over the weekend. That is what I'm talking about. That's the good fight. Those of us who understand the difference between right and wrong, stand up for it, and don't let evil and wrong prevail. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.